A good Erev Shabbos to everybody. This Shabbos is a special Shabbos. It's both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And we find an interesting thing in the Musaf that we daven tomorrow, the special Musaf we say for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Ata Yatzarta. We use a wording which is normally only used on Yantiv. We say the words of Ahavta Isanu, Ratzisa Banu, Ramtana Mikol HaLashinus. These are words that we never mention on a regular Rosh Chodesh. We never mention on a regular Shabbos. It's reserved for Yantiv. Suddenly tomorrow, when Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos come together, we use these Lashinas, which are reserved for regular Yantiv. And the question is why? Why on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos that come together do we use Lashinas that usually are only used on a Yantiv? And I once heard a beautiful pshat from Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein Zatzal. He explained that the Torah writes that really Rosh Chodesh, all the 12 Rosh Chodeshim are supposed to be Yom Tovim. And like any Yom Tov, but when Klal Yisrael was Chayta Egel was taken away from us. The women who are not Chayta, but Chayta Egel, for them, there's a little remnants of that, a little Shiraim of a Yom Tov. The meaning is for them not to do Malacha, but it's not a full Yom Tov like it was supposed to be. But the Rishonim write, Lasad Lavai, when Mashiach comes, when we get to the time of Olam Haba, it will revert back into a Yom Tov, will become a full-fledged Yom Tov like it was supposed to be. So a regular Rosh Chodesh, we don't mention Lashenis of Yom Tov because it's not a Yom Tov. A regular Shabbos, we don't mention it because it's not a Yom Tov. But when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh come together, Shabbos is a day which is Me'ein Olam Haba. We get to taste Olam Haba a little bit, taste what it's going to feel like, Lasad Lavai. Shabbos is Mashpi on Rosh Chodesh. We're able to taste a little bit of what Rosh Chodesh will be, Lasad Lavai. We're able to taste that Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh, the way Rosh Chodesh should be in its full glory. And therefore, that's reflected in the Lashenis. We use in the Tefillah, we use the Lashenis of a Yom Tov, a Haftar son of Ritz Yisabon, and Tanam Kol Lashenis, because on such a Rosh Chodesh, we're able to feel the real Rosh Chodesh, the real Yom Tov of a Rosh Chodesh. So it's a special Shabbos. It's a not only a Shabbos, but it's a Rosh Chodesh. It's a special Rosh Chodesh, different than any other Rosh Chodesh. We could feel a taste of the Rosh Chodesh L'Asad Lavai. As I mentioned, there's an Inyan brought down to have a special Meichel, to add a special food, L'Chav and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, in honor of Rosh Chodesh. If one is able to do that, that's a nice thing to do. And being that it is such a special Shabbos and a special Rosh Chodesh, we should try to be mechazik to make it into a beautiful Shabbos, a beautiful Rosh Chodesh, to celebrate it together with our mishpachas, besimcha, with a geshmak, and we should all be zeicha, b'ezras Hashem, to come to the time when Rosh Chodesh will turn into a emissary Yom Tov, a real Yom Tov, and we will feel the Ava and the Remus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels for us. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.